4.
ZMJ, head 0UAM. Appreciate your announcement. However, at this time we have very limited resources into Haiti. We're waiting for stations to come online so that we can begin the exchange of crew information. If this is a priority query, you might be advised to go direct to the State Department hotline. And the State Department hotline, I have that information available when you can copy. Okay, sir, thank you. Yes, I understand your situation and do continue to monitor this network for any additional information. This is N0UAM, I'm at control. stations, all stations. This is November Zero, Uniform Alpha Mike, acting as net control stations in the International Radio Emergency Support Coalition. This is the IRESC earthquake net in support of the people of Haiti. This net has been established to assist the passing of emergency traffic, priority traffic, and health and welfare traffic. All traffic must be directed to this net control station only. If you have any emergency or priority traffic, please call now with your call sign only. This is N0 UAM.
W2GZB and 0 UAM.
Go ahead.
I'm going to check out now. I'll be back in the morning. I've been here all day, so if you need any in the morning, I'll be on the frequency coast radio. If you need any traffic tests here in New Jersey, I'll be happy to do it for you. W2G70, thank you.
Okay, sir, thank you. I appreciate your support. And 73D will catch you in the morning. W2GZB, Mr. UAM, Acting Command Control for the IRESC, Worldwide Emergency Services Net. 1PGE,
W5, EMA.
EMA station, did you have traffic for the IRESC? Earthquake net. I didn't know what you did there, Jack. No traffic. This is Enger UAM, net control for the IRESC, Worldwide Emergency Services Net in support of the Haitian earthquake. Control, the control, this is Pulse Zulu 5 Radio United. United Station, this is November Zero Uniform Alpha Mike. Go ahead, please.
Southwest.
What is over here? fly down and go back in, disconnect. I don't want to do that. So, I should be doing that. All right, sorry, Ned. I don't have any idea how that's happening. So, because the other things are shut down here just now. W-A-2-N-8, let me disconnect and reconnect.
Department is becoming beheaded, so to speak. Well,
Unfortunately, I have 6 years before I can, well, I don't know if you go today, really, but, you know, what the hell am I going to do with myself this year? But, well, good problem to have anyway. So what have you been doing with yourself?
I've been doing, rebuilding that Edison dynamo. I did the little one, got the little one working. We have the monster now. We brought that up to the operating floor up at Picking Yard. That was a fun thing to pick up. We have a 5-ton crane, and with the straps and everything else, I took a video of the thing. This thing was straining and groaning and moaning, and we got the thing up there. Now I can understand why even the big truck crane couldn't pick the whole thing up.
Yeah, I can imagine. No, you got something, a little project to, or rather a big project you can sink your teeth into.
And tomorrow at 2 Broadway at 12 noon, they're having a big party on the 20th floor. They're celebrating Indian Day. Not West Indian Day, but the actual India Day. Got an invitation to chase over there and be part of it, so I'll make a side trip because we have the archives on the other side of the building on the 20th floor, and we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll even run into Wally, too, unless he's away somewhere. We got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group.
2WR.
We got an Andy out there. How you doing, Andy?
Fired up some computers here, got a grilled cheese sandwich and a cherry banana smoothie sitting in front of me. So, how is everybody? Charlie, good to hear you. Lobie, always a pleasure. Let me just pass around, pass it back to you, Lobie. We'll just keep the circle going until it grows. KF2WR.
I got a little worried, Andy, when you said you fired up the computer and made a grilled cheese sandwich. I was just trying to figure where on the computer you put the grilled cheese, huh? Yeah, we're doing good. We were over at 53rd Street today. Brought the pup up there. Well, he's not a pup anymore. He's twice his normal size now. And spent a little time with Jimmy. And Jimmy's final day is tomorrow. So we had a little hip-hip parade for him today. All right, back to you, Andy.
We're going out tomorrow night, Loeb, if you're interested.
Heard about Virgil? I got to see what happens, because I'll be at 2 Broadway, and then after that, maybe I'll mosey on up to 53rd.
Excellent, excellent. There'll be Guinness and barbecue flowing freely.
Well, just what I need. It's all I've been doing is eating and eating and eating. I'm going to start turning into a bloodhound instead of a basset hound. Right now I'm talking to you, and the little guy is staring at me like, you talking about me? Good.
Yeah, keep mine locked out of the shack for that reason. So pity this dragon. But...
Well, this little guy, right now he's chewing on the microphone cord. But he's starting to get his little baby needle teeth in. He's chewing everything in sight. He hasn't found the furniture yet, but I gave him his play toys, and he started, you know, those training pads for him to go to the bathroom on. He discovered them, so now I leave one out for him, and he turns it into confetti when I get home. All right, let's give it back up to Charlie and just announce to everybody that this is the K2IRTNet. Guys, we're going to take long breaks in between transmissions. The guys had the repeaters linked, and they were doing the emergency traffic due to the earthquake down in Haiti. So if they do decide to come in, we'll just clear out. Back to you, WB2YZX.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, and hello, Andy. How you doing? Been a while. And, okay, and the doggies. Kind of reminds me, though, you say the dog is chewing on a mic cord. That's, don't want to get in near any electrical cords. I remember my girlfriend's dog, when when she was just a puppy. I woke up one morning and heard her yapping about something, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and he ate right through the air conditioner cord, and kept going back for more, getting shots, and then going back for more, you know, some dog, I guess, but, you know. excuse me. Yeah, I saw Wally the other day, and his K3 is all put together, I believe, so he's having fun with that. So, what else? That's enough out of me. Back to you, Bobby.
All right. Maybe we'll hear him. Maybe we'll hear him. He does the grand majority of his talking on CW. And I told him, you know, start stringing some wires. I'll come over and help him, and we'll get him on 40 meters and... have a little fun there. Even 160 with the hand stick. I'm sure there's still a couple out there somewhere. And we'll get them out there. All right, let's just open it up and see if we have any additional check-ins. This is the K2 on RT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And we meet here just about every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about everything and anything. So let me pause for a second to see if we have any check-ins. Come on in. K2IRT, November 2, Victor Queen Queen, the name is Greg, from Long Island City, no traffic. November 2, Victor Queen Queen, Greg, good afternoon to you. There. How you doing out in Long Island City? Out there by the number 7 train, I see.
Actually, more than the 7 train. I'm at the Queens Plaza station. My office is just steps away from the pedestrian overpass leading to that station.
All right, they get to see everything, the N, the R, and whatever else happens to come by. Very good, very good. Well, welcome to the K2IRT group. So, what do you have going on your side of the world today?
Nothing spectacular, just on the way home from work. I just finished up my shift. I did an offset shift today, so I'm leaving a little early, which is always nice. I don't know if it was discussed yet, now that you opened it up a little.
Greg, if you copy, you moved into a dead area. You moved into a dead area there. Try it one more time, please.
Let me find a spot here. I'm on the East Riverfront now. I'm on the Manhattan side of Queensboro, working my way up toward the FDR Drive. I'm a communications aficionado, and earlier this week about the Transit Authority going through a communications upgrade?
Now, Transit Authority is always trying to make things a little bit better underground. We do have a basic radio system, plus a brand spanking new radio system that's not really working. Seems to be some problems with the construction of the thing down there. But, Putting radio underground has always been a challenge for the subway system. And now that we have a new leadership that wants to put not only communication, time between the next trains, they want to put announcement boards up, they even want to put cell phones underground. And that was the last bastion of quiet. Go ahead.
Understood. Would you happen to know if the new system that you're referring to is not working out? Is that on the UHF band? Is there any talk about leaving VHF high band?
To tell you the truth, I wasn't part of that. Maybe Charlie knows. WB2, YZX. Do you know anything about that new radio system that they tried to put in?
Not a whole lot. I do know that at some point it's going to have to be all digital. and that I believe is an FCC mandate. And as far as the frequencies right now, they're all the train radio and whatnot, that's on VHF. Buses uses about 900 megahertz, so I could probably find that. I know a lot of people in that in that department, but you know how long it takes for things to progress.
All right, back to Greg, November 2, Victor, Quebec, Quebec.
My understanding is a little different. The migration that's mandated by the FCC is from a wideband signal to a narrowband signal, but the migration to digital is not mandatory. While many agencies are opting while they're changing their systems to comply with the FCC mandate that becomes effective January 1st of 2013, they're also changing to digital. That change is not mandatory. You can stay analog so long as you're on narrowband, in my understanding.
All right, you get K2 IRT group there. Oh, again, they may have made some mandatory changes through the FCC. We have different people from different groups of the subway on the K2 IRT net. Again, Charlie is part of the communications group there. Andy and I are from the power group. We make the third rail alive there. So there are some other internal communications people that have worked on the system. And if they do check in from time to time, they'll definitely bend your ear with all the things that are going on, guys.
Oh, very good. Very good. I'll look forward to hearing from them in the future. That's now I know how you guys are on your Thursday nights, I presume, at what time do you start off?
We kicked it off about 8 p.m. to 9 o'clock or so. If the repeater behaves, right now it's holding in there, we can go to the 9 o'clock hour and beyond, but there are times when somehow there's some links in between the frequencies and it just makes life terrible. In addition, usually the first week of the month we have a face-to-face meeting, so you don't hear us on, but after that, the other weeks, here we are. You got the K2 IRT group.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll try to check in next week and see if I can get an update to my question. Our fields are back to that control. N2B2273.
Safe trip home and keep listening. We'll get around to you again very shortly. With that, we'll turn it back up to Andy, KF2WR, in good old Jersey.
KF2WR, Andy, in New Jersey here, who just looked at the weather right now, and I'm showing on the weather underground, is showing 49 degrees tomorrow. I mean, that's just going to feel like a heat wave to us. I welcome global warming and all its glory. KF2WR.
KF2WR and the K2IRT group. I have to tell you, big joke on HF. 40 meters, even 160, is when the guys check into the corn cob net or the 72 chew in the Midwest. They always start with, well, 6 inches to a foot of global warming in my front yard. And we keep talking about it in that fashion there. So I have to see what happens. As I said, New York has been pretty lucky over the past couple of years, and we get a couple of snow showers, and that's the end of that. But to hear Tom, KCAQGJ in Ohio, with 5 foot of snow on his property already. He's got a wood pile in the back of the house. He heats his house with wood, and he's got to go dig in the snow to find the boards to burn. So he's got his work cut out for him there. All right. Well, as I said, I went up to 53rd Street. We saw Jimmy today. I hear there's a lot of grief, additional grief, with the 1L1 and 1L2, Andy, up there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's affirmative. I got those phone calls today. There's some oil leaking, and now they're going to have to take out 1L1 before we do 1L2. And I'm not going to do 1L2 in the transformer house until Edison picks us up. This way I'm affording Edison two breaks before high tension gets to their hole. And after Edison picks us up, I'll have two breaks to me to solder the tubes back in, to solder and press those tubes in the transformer house. So it's going to be, I talked to Bobby, we're going to do it on a night, anytime Friday after 11 o'clock, they can take it out for the weekend. And our cable section is standing and ready to cut the new splice in the 101 and put it back on. But it's, the thing's lasted this long. I'm happy about that. But we're really, we're running on borrowed time. KF2WR.
Well, as I said, we're just lucky to get the time we got out of it there. Surprised the heck out of me that we went over a year and a half without that 1MO3 coming out on 4. And that's rare because 1MO3 used to love to come out on 4. So, well, it'll get together. I don't know how we're going to do the final phase check. Tuesday is probably in the transformer house itself at the high tension 6, but whatever we do, just be very careful. That's all I ask. I'll play around with that stuff and be very gingerly working around it. I've been spending a lot of time over picking yards working on that old Edison machine. Spent 2 days this week out there and pretty well cleaned it up. Got the new, the armature all painted with flip tool, so it's sealed. Good resistance readings on the BC2. I even found that the thing was constructed in 1888, and it was constructed by Mr. T.G. Lamb, L-A-M-B. And apparently he had a name stamp, and he stamped his name in the field pole pieces. So, Mr. Lamb, wherever you are, I am going to say thank you. Back over to Charlie, WB2YZX.
Okay, Robies, WA2AX, ZWB2YZX. And, that dynamo generator you're working on over there, look, about approximately how much does that thing weigh?
19,000 pounds, according to the chart that I have. 19,000 pounds, totally assembled.
So I guess we're not going to bring it to field day, huh? Yeah, very good. Yeah, how much would that be worth at the scrap metal shop?
Not a case to the scrap metal shop, but there's a couple of sites I hit on the computer. And there's this one fellow that sold a small machine, like a little 30kW machine I rebuilt. And they usually go for $25,000 and $30,000 rebuilt. Now this machine here has a history behind it because it came from the Pearl Street Station. Right after the fire in 1890, he transplanted the ones from Brooklyn Pearl Street into the Manhattan Pearl Street to keep Manhattan lit. So, we know definitely it was part of that group. And the gang in IEEE in Princeton, New Jersey are watching me put this together. I'm writing the article as I piece, you know, change every little piece and clean everything up. And we'll probably put that one in the IEEE headquarters in Princeton, while the smaller machine is going to wind its way in the Transit Museum. Okay?
All right, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting indeed. I'd like to, I'm sure I'll read the article at some point. You've given me an abundant amount of photographs regarding the rebuilding of it. So, nice to have a toy to play with. Back to you.
WB2PQR.
WB2PQR, that's that DX station there. Abe, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you and everybody else. Charlie, I don't know who else is on there. Yeah, very good. I was just sort of listening. You're rebuilding a dynamo? for with one of the big rotary converters?
This is about 30 years older than the rotaries. We picked up two of Thomas Edison's long-waisted Mary Ann's. That's the old dynamos with the fuel poles that go up in the air. They used to call them the bipolar machines. One is a small machine that was powered by a little steam engine. But I actually have one of the big 100 kW monsters that helped light up New York.
Oh, very good. Where is this, in Manhattan?
Up in the vineyard. Got it in the power repair shop, and we broke it down into the individual parts because it was just too heavy to bring up all together. And we're just piecing it together, cleaning it up, and we'll probably get this thing working sometime in March.
You're retired already, correct?
Of course, that's why I have all the time to do it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Because I remember the old, you know, rotary converters at 96th Street and Dyckman Street where I worked at them. And those things were humongous.
I know. Oh, those were big machines there. Hey, do you have email?
WB2PQR@AOL.com.
All right, hold on. Let me start writing here. WB2@AOL.com. And mine is WA2AXE@ARRL.net. Yeah, what I've been doing is, as I spend time, I send the IEEE engineering gang updates and photographs there. I'll throw you on the list, and you get a chance to see this thing come together. We got the K2RRQ group back, WB2PQR.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see that. Just email it to me, and I'd love to see the thing. I enjoy those big, humongous equipment. I worked on them, so it's interesting to see that. And also the humongous engines and pistons and what have you. And I was in England, in Manchester, and they had, I gotta dig them out, they had a locomotive museum, and they also had all diesel engines and steam engines, and they were all working side by side, and I had a ball. And right next to it, they had an aircraft museum, and I wanted to see those, and they had a full-size Lancaster. Right now, under the wing was a spit, and unbelievable, you know, comparison between the two. Charlie, pick it up, because we need to pick you out of the group.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, I like old stuff, too. You say you were in England. Did you ever visit the Imperial War Museum, Abe?
I was meaning to go there, but things did not work out at the time. Hopefully I'll be going again. I've seen some pictures of the Imperial War Museum. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. I was in a couple of the Air Force museums that are midway there. But I never got down to that one. That's on my list.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I got about 100 pictures I took. You spend a whole day there, and when it comes to realism, they go all out. They got planes, they got submarines dissected, and tanks you can crawl around in and everything. Unbelievable stuff. So, like I said, you can spend an entire day there. I even have an entire World War One trench. So, it's really something to see. So, over you, Lobby, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Hi, WB2YZX and the gang. This is the K2IRT Transit Radio Club here. And they let me into Manchester for a day and a half. We had to stop off at a factory. Andy's going to smile. That's where the flywheels were made, in Manchester. And we didn't get further than the Urenco factory over there. and I know there's so many places to go. Went through London, but they have the Technology Museum in London. You go to Nuremberg, and they have this beautiful train, a transportation museum over there in the center of town. And you can just go through full-size steam engines and cars and coaches and all sorts of good stuff to look at. But you guys would be drooling if you can get to Dayton, Ohio, and get to the Air Force Museum, the Wright-Patterson Museum down there. You could spend 3 days and still not see the whole thing. I went back in 2005, and I think when I go this year, I'll make it a special point of taking a side trip. They even have a couple of the Air Force One planes there, and it's so popular you have to make reservations ahead of time before you get into the museum. So if you guys have any intention to go into the Dayton Hamfest, put an extra day aside, and you guys have to go definitely and visit that. With that, we'll turn up to KF2WR. Come on in, Andy.
KF2WR, Andy in Woodbridge. I just was searching here for Thomas Edison employees, blah, blah, blah. And I got a picture of Edison standing in front of your dynamo. You got that picture?
Yeah. How clear is the picture?
Very clear. Very clear. The Thomas Edison with dynamo that generates first commercial electric light in New York City. He's standing to the left of it, and you can see the window behind him, one of those arch windows.
All right. That's been mislabeled. See, the first commercial plant he had was over at Pearl Street, and he had the jumbo machines, the big jumbo dynamos, with the fuel coils going sideways. This, we think, is the Pearl Street, Brooklyn, or the Pearl Street after the Reconstruction. There's so many different takes on it, but that is the same type of machine. And my machine has a builder's number of number 16. He started with dynamos 1 through 9 at Pearl Street, and then later on, he brought the new group in after the fire. Yes.
And now there's another machine behind it, a big flywheel machine behind it. I don't know what that is sitting behind it. I'm going to see if I can copy this out and borrow it, as they say, off the internet for you.
All right. What I'm interested in is what's up on top and the connections that they had up on top. I think this machine up in the powerhouse is going to have it. The copper thieves did a number, and they stole the brush boxes, the bus connections and everything. And I'm trying to duplicate exactly what the thing had, and if I can find something near to what was originally there, I can probably go to a substation and finagle some parts to make it look original. All right, Andy, appreciate that. Let's see if Greg is still with us out in the mobile. November 2, Victor Queen Queen, are you still riding along with us? Come on in.
You sound horrible, guy.
W2CMA, repeat, CL1148.
Yeah, Greg, you're right about that. You're definitely at the fringe of the repeater there, so we'll say 73s to you there. And again, if you're more than happy to come and join us every Thursday night and be part of the gang over here. So drive safe once again, Greg, and we're going to continue onward. We'll give it back up to Abe, WB2PQR on the K2RT group.
Very good. Let it drop for a second and see if anybody else wants to get in there or wants to make a comment.
KC2VMS.
Okay. VMS, take it and then just pass it back to me and see what's going on.
Hi, this is Manny from Yonkers. I heard that there's a net tonight. I'm just checking this out and Is this the one from MTA? I did not copy that.
Manny, you got the K2IRD group. Yeah, QSL on that. This is the Transit Amateur Radio Club. Come on in.
Roger, yeah, I'm with MTA Bus at the Yonkers Depot, and so I got wind of this. I said, hey, this is great, because there's another, we have another driver on who's also an amateur extra like myself, and so it'll be great to get a whole bunch of us in talk on Thursday evenings.
Manny, the door is always open. We have everyone from bus drivers to train conductors. We have one member that's driving the old trains, the historic trains in the Transit Museum. And we've got everybody from telecommunications to power to, well, whatever. So what's going on up at Yonkers there? How's everything going with the MTA since they took it over?
I don't know. A lot of people telling me that the initials stand for more trouble ahead, so I don't know. Some of the lines run slow, you know, I guess the price of express buses, and ridership went down less than half of what it used to be years ago. 30 years ago, we rode heavy, heavy people. Right now, it's not so much, and it's pretty scary. I'm getting ready to retire, and I feel sorry for the younger guys. Because the way things are going, I don't know how they can keep this up, and It's very expensive to run, as you know.
QSL on that. We got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group with KC2VMS. And I just retired less than 2 weeks ago after putting 40 years in the subway in the power section. And I'm having a lot of fun. I'm doing more work, as I told the gang, than I was if I was working. So sometimes I question the validity of retiring, but definitely if you have the time and you have the age, I always tell everybody, get out and enjoy. There's a lot more to life than the MTA. Okay?
Roger, I agree with you. I believe in that saying. What is it? One bad day on vacation is better than one good day at work. I believe in that saying.
That's it. All right, Manny, well, ride along with us here. We're just having to talk about everything and anything. Again, it doesn't have to be buses and trains. It could be radios. Talking about my the old Edison dynamos I'm rebuilding at the yard. And one thing that we are going to talk about in about 20 seconds, we'll give it back to Abe in a few seconds. But between Charlie and Andy and myself, I said I haven't received any emails on the UHF-VHF contest or any of the antenna construction that the guys had planned at the meeting. So if someone can update me, I'd appreciate it. Okay, let's go back to Abe, WB2PQR.
All right. Am I making it now?
Hear you now.
All right. Very good. I'll pass about to you. You can pass it around. You're talking about volunteering. I went to Floyd Bennett's field. There's some old-timers down there that are rebuilding aircraft there, and I tried to go there, but the time that I went there was closed. And I went to the website, and they're always looking for volunteers, so I was going to volunteer over there also, possibly go in there. From what I understand, is they're rebuilding a PBY. And they've got a couple other ones, and in fact, they got a couple that they actually use for demonstration flights. The one that was with the airlift to Berlin, and they flew it to Jersey and then to Berlin and back.